Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Decisive: How to Make Better Choices in Life and Work by Chip Heath tackles a frustrating reality. Many decisions feel important, yet our thinking is predictably distorted. Drawing on well-known research from behavioral science and real-world business and personal examples, Heath explains why smart people still make avoidable choice errors. The book focuses less on willpower and more on process, offering a practical framework designed to improve the quality of decisions without requiring perfect information. It highlights common traps such as narrow framing, confirmation seeking, short-term emotion, and overconfidence, then provides concrete tactics to counter each one. Rather than promising a single best answer, Decisive aims to help readers generate better options, test assumptions, and plan for obstacles so outcomes improve over time. It is written for managers, entrepreneurs, and individuals facing career, money, and relationship decisions, and it emphasizes repeatable habits that can be used in everyday choices as well as high-stakes calls. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, escaping the narrow frame by expanding options. A central idea in Decisive is that many bad outcomes begin before analysis even starts, because the decision is framed too narrowly. People commonly treat choices as an either-or. Should we hire this candidate or not? Accept this offer or stay? Launch this feature or kill it? That narrow frame creates a false sense that there are only two doors, which increases anxiety and pushes rushed selection. Heath emphasizes broadening the menu of possibilities so you can compare real alternatives rather than debating a single proposal. The book encourages the habit of searching for more than one good option at the same time, because the brain becomes more creative and less defensive when it is not trying to justify a favorite. Practical approaches include looking for opportunity costs, asking what else could accomplish the same goal, and considering variations that combine parts of competing ideas. For teams, expanding options can reduce politics because discussion shifts from defending positions to improving the pool. The payoff is not simply variety, it is better matching between the problem and the solution. When you generate several viable paths, trade-offs become clearer and you are less likely to accept a suboptimal plan just because it was the first one on the table. Secondly, reality testing. Instead of confirmation seeking, another recurring theme is that people naturally seek evidence that supports what they already believe. Once a preferred option emerges, we tend to collect friendly data, interpret mixed signals as positive, and discount warnings as outliers. Decisive argues that a strong decision process requires deliberate reality testing, exposing assumptions to meaningful challenge before committing resources. Heath highlights the value of looking for disconfirming information, consulting people who will not simply agree, and examining the experience of others who have faced similar situations. The emphasis is on learning fast and cheaply. Instead of betting everything on a forecast, the reader is encouraged to run small experiments, pilot programs, prototypes, or limited trials that reveal whether the plan works under real conditions. This mindset treats uncertainty as something to manage, not something to ignore. It also improves organizational learning because results from tests can be shared and reused. The overall benefit is that decisions become less about persuasive narratives and more about evidence. When you actively test your assumptions, you reduce the chance of being surprised by predictable obstacles, and you increase confidence for the right reasons, because you have validated key parts of the decision, not because you feel optimistic. Thirdly, gaining distance from short-term emotion. Decisive addresses the way emotion can hijack judgment, especially in high-stakes moments such as negotiations, performance issues, or major life transitions. In the heat of the moment, people overreact to recent events, interpret ambiguity as threat, or choose immediate relief over long-term value. Heath emphasizes the importance of creating distance, so the decision is guided by principles and outcomes rather than temporary feelings. A key strategy is to shift perspective. Imagine advising a friend, consider how you will view the decision later, or separate the problem from the person when conflict is involved. The book suggests that these perspective shifts can reduce impulsive reactions and help clarify what matters most. It also highlights that time horizons shape choices. When you extend the horizon, short-term discomfort becomes easier to tolerate, and trade-offs can be evaluated more fairly. For leaders, this reduces the risk of reactive decisions that damage trust or morale. For individuals, it can prevent choices that are regret-driven, such as quitting abruptly, overcorrecting after a mistake, or making a purchase to soothe stress. The result is a steadier approach in which emotions are treated as data, not directives. Fourthly, calibrating confidence and dealing with uncertainty. Even careful thinkers can fall into overconfidence, believing their plans will go smoothly and that they can predict complex outcomes. Decisive highlights why forecasts are often too optimistic. We underestimate delays, ignore variance, and assume our situation is unique. The book promotes strategies to counter this by grounding predictions in reality and preparing for multiple scenarios. One key move is to take an outside view by looking at base rates, how similar projects, career moves, or product launches typically turn out. Base rates help replace vague optimism with probabilistic thinking. Another move is to define what success looks like with measurable indicators, so progress is not assessed through hopeful interpretation. The framework also encourages thinking in ranges rather than single numbers, which makes it easier to plan capacity, budget, and time. Importantly, uncertainty is not treated as a reason to freeze. It is treated as a reason to structure commitments wisely. By acknowledging what you do not know and using reference points, you make choices that are resilient. This reduces the chance that one bad assumption collapses the entire plan and increases the ability to adjust without panic when conditions change. Lastly, preparing to be wrong with safeguards and tripwires, a practical strength of Decisive, is its focus on what happens after a decision is made. Many outcomes go bad not because the initial choice was irrational, but because people fail to anticipate obstacles, fail to notice warning signs, or stay committed to a plan long after evidence changes. Heath encourages readers to plan for being wrong by building safeguards into execution. This includes identifying likely failure points, defining conditions that would require revisiting the decision, and creating clear triggers for action. Rather than relying on vague check-ins, the book supports setting tripwires, pre-planned thresholds that prompt review, such as a budget overrun, missed milestone, churn rate change, or a relationship boundary. For teams, this makes accountability easier because expectations are explicit and not rewritten after the fact. For individuals, it prevents drift, where life choices persist by default even when they no longer fit goals. The theme is humility paired with discipline. Accept that the future is uncertain, then design a system that can detect problems early and respond constructively. By building these guardrails, you protect yourself from escalation of commitment and make it more likely that decisions improve with feedback rather than deteriorate through stubbornness. In conclusion, this book is best for professionals who make frequent high-impact choices, such as managers, founders, project leaders, and sales or product teams, as well as individuals navigating career shifts, major purchases, and relationship decisions. Readers who feel stuck between two options, second-guess themselves, or regret choices after the fact will find the structured approach especially useful. The benefit is practical. The book turns decision quality into a repeatable habit. By widening options, testing assumptions, gaining emotional distance, calibrating confidence, and setting safeguards, you reduce avoidable errors and improve outcomes even when the world is uncertain. Over time, that can lead to better use of time and money, healthier collaboration, and less stress because you can trust the process that produced the decision. Compared to many decision books that focus heavily on biases or theory, Decisive stands out for emphasizing actionable moves that can be applied immediately at work and at home. It is worth buying if you want a toolkit rather than inspiration. And if you prefer clear steps that help you choose well, execute responsibly, and adapt when reality changes. If you would like to support Chip Heath, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.